Damn.
Yeah, no.
But there's still Dr. Seuss Land?
Yeah, there's Dr. Seuss Land.
And you went?
We walked through because that's how you have to get to
you have to go to fucking Dr. Seuss. Yeah, Seuss
to get to Harry Potter. Because that shit's all the way in the back.
Oh my god. Wait, this was you going through.
Literally, I'm like, it's like by the nose of Christmas in the sky.
Bitch, you got me.
Déjame echarme el agua bendita.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you're now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go. Es una vibra way with your girl Mommy, and today we have a special guest, and her name is Mija. Oh shit.
Hey.
I couldn't find the button.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Oh. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, you know, the fans. They just keep going.
Are you gonna sign autographs?
Huh? Oh, yeah, girl.
After the show?
Give me a pen.
Sign titties.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay. So, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous, though, but I'm excited.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know what you're going to ask me.
Deep personal
questions.
Yo.
It's okay. I'm ready.
You ready? You're going to answer with the truth? Nothing but the truth? Or what are they saying?
It's like the truth. And on something, yes.
That's
in conclusion, yes.
We talk about court a lot today.
Well, yeah, girl, let's stop manifesting that right now.
Knock on
something.
This ain't wood. This part is wood. All right, so Mija.
Yes.
Let's talk about that first. Where's the Mija come from?
So me and my friend from work, my first job, I started saying it a lot because.
This I didn't come from your family?
No, girl.
Plot twist.
I live in the country. So I don't know why. Like, when I would go to parties, it made me laugh when people would say that to each other, like at quinceañeras or something, like, oh, mija, ven. I thought it was funny. Because no one in my family tells me that or like calls me mija or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was funny. So I started saying it por mensa, like just to be funny. Mm-hmm. And so I started calling my other friend that was Mexican at work.
Oh, okay.
Mija. I'm like, mija, ven.
Who I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just to be dumb. Like, it was, and then it just stuck. And then me and her would call each other mija. And then it just stuck. And then I started calling y'all mija. Oye, mijo. Oye, mija. My mom. Everybody. And so then it just kind of stuck. And then my older brother got me, like, a little necklace.
The necklace?
And it says mija on it. And I'm not wearing it now, but I wore it for a long time.
Okay.
So that's why it stuck.
Give it up one time for me, huh?
For the older brother, too.
Hold on. Hey! All right, mm-hmm. So if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are here today.
I am Mija. I am 23 years old.
Okay. Oh, she giving out her information.
Yeah, you got my street number? No. I'm in education.
Ooh,
I work in education. One time for the educators. Y'all, if y'all see an educator in the street right now, tell them thank
Give
you.
Give him a hug.
Give him a hug.
Oh, it's Rona. No.
También eso. Yeah, a little elbow.
Yeah.
Elbow dab.
Wait.
A little elbow dab. But yeah, in the education field, I went to school always here in North Carolina. UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, we got it. Okay.
The light blue. One time for the light blue. I'm even repping today.
Okay.
Not even on purpose.
Because we've had two states. People. Now we have.
We got a Carolina girl.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what's up.
You better talk shit about them.
No. I've no hate to the school, but I've never been like.
They represent?
No, like, go Heels. No. I've never cared about that stuff. Like, I just went to school there. Like, okay. Honestly and truly, like, good school, whatever you want. But, yeah, that's it. No hate for the red side.
Okay.
No hate for the red side.
But who's better, though?
Next.
She's like, you ain't gonna put me on the spot.
No hate, for real, for real.
Okay. All love.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess, what you want to talk about?
Look at them intro questions. The intro questions.
It's gonna start off deep.
Oh.
Nah.
Okay. She's just like, let me take a sip.
rip the
Band-Aid.
Nah, let's start off slow. Just your favorite way to spend the day off. Like, it's your day off, and what you finna do?
Am I, like, still working, or is it, like, a summer day? Like, it's summer vacation?
That's a good question. She said, I'm traveling.
For real. Okay, like, if it's a normal day, like, for example, like, a random weekend. Honestly,
I was gonna say, like, today, but...
Yeah, today's different, but...
a fucking podcast.
For real. No, well, because I work with kiddos, I'm always, like, there's a lot of noises, there's a lot of... loud noises.
Like your boot.
Literally. So I just like to have, like, a quiet, relaxing time. So I usually like to just go out, like, to the mall, walk around.
That's quiet for you?
Yeah, girl, that's, like, I don't know. I think that's relaxing. That's
chaotic for me.
Really?
Yeah. No. There's too much going on, people and stuff, and kids still crying.
I think that's because I get to walk around, I think. And, like, I don't know. I like to drive. Mm-hmm. The other thing, I like to drive, so, like, going wherever, it doesn't matter really.
You be
where.
Singing in the car?
Hell yeah.
Would you be
start
singing?
Blasting?
Go.
Adele. Ew, I want to hear this back. I'll be like, is what? I'll be like, girl, be quiet. No, but yeah. I like to sing. My little Queen Latifah.
Oh.
You know where I've been. You know, the Hairspray Lovers. You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I've never seen that movie.
No.
Oh
my god, it's so good. I like musicals.
Was there like three or no? Am I wrong?
No, there's only one.
Oh, okay.
That's High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
Also a fan of High School Musical. Back to the early 2000s.
I think I saw it, but I wasn't like...
You weren't into
like
it?
Y'all. Because y'all had the board game, weren't, didn't you?
Probably. Okay. We had that. We had the movies. Oh, we had the sing-alongs or whatever they were called. Yeah, girl.
Sing us a little High School Musical.
Oh, nah, girl.
Come on. The crowd wants it.
The crowd wants it. Oh, girl. This one goes to the cousin. No, I'm just kidding. He knows. Like, every day, we sing it during karaoke.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're
talking about. And, you know, there's snakes, though, because they're always like, I didn't like talk. I don't. They snakes, because they would always make fun and be like, stop playing that in, because, you know, that was a CD back in the day, so you had to put that in the CD player in the car.
Girl, I still got a CD player.
No, but, like, everybody had to listen to the same thing, no? Right, so, like, we would put it, and I'd be like, it's my turn. So then I would put it. I would be reading the little books that comes with the CD.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking
about? Yes.
I'd be flipping through my book, reading the lyrics. And then my brothers and my cousins, they'd be like, stop. Like, I don't want to listen to that. And I'm like, whatever. Y ahora ya de grandes, they'll be like, oh, they be singing along. I'm like, no, que no te gustaba. I
thought you did. Shut up and sit down.
Like, I thought y'all didn't like it. Y'all know all the words.
Yeah.
But, okay. But yeah, that.
Now that you mentioned the little
the booklets. Book,
oh my goodness. I was going through a drawer, right, where there's just a bunch of, like, old chords and shit that we don't use or whatever. Tell me why, like, some of my little CD booklets were in there. Girl, the things.
What type of CDs?
I used to, so plot twist, I used to make, well, you know, I had the Gwen Stefani, Eminem, the original, you know, like, their CDs.
Yeah.
But plot twist, I had made my own.
Oh,
you know,
no.
You could make your own and shit like that.
What were you making?
On
like
the
your...
blank CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
You add a playlist. That was, like, our Spotify of the time. Like, that's how you made your playlist.
Okay.
So, tell me why I would take Sharpie, right? And I would... When I was looking at what I would name him, Hottest Mix. Hottest Mix, like, 2010 or some shit. And I'm like, why did I name it? That's so
fire
cringy.
Songs.
Fire. Straight fire.
Straight fire. But you made the playlist. Like,
yeah,
you would burn the CD and stuff.
So, I'm going to show you later.
Oh, my God, I'm
done. I want to put them in my car to see what the fuck was the hottest mix.
Oh, so you don't know. It's not like it tells you.
I don't
like,
remember. Oh. No, I didn't put, like, the...
Song one.
Or they're...
Song two.
Or they're not, like, in a sleeve where I didn't go all the... Nah, I just...
My dad used to, we would, like, do that illegal stuff.
LimeWire and shit.
There we go.
That's how I
And then...
One time for LimeWire.
One time for that period. And then my dad would print out, like, the actual album cover, like, on the color printer.
Okay, yeah.
And he'd make it the size, and he'd just slip it in, so it looked like the real CD, but it's just,
Not the bootleg. Yo, at least he went above and beyond with the... Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember, I think it was one of the High School Musical CDs, the first one, because we didn't have the thingy. He made the cover for it, and I was like, nope as well.
Nah, I would just draw, like I said, like, the hottest mix, whatever, and then, like, a smiley face or some shit. And I was like, what? When I found him, it was, like, maybe, like, a month ago.
Oh, really?
Ew.
I'd be finding things, and I'm like, my handwriting ugly.
Oh, my... I mean, I've always thought mine's ugly, so...
Oh. She's like, that's besides the point.
Look at it. Don't read
it's
the question.
It's not even ugly.
I've been trying to look.
I remember when we were younger, you had the big circles for the eyes, and your Y's were like this.
Ew.
Like, no, it's about that. And you had the Y's that didn't have a little tail, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Like the straight stick?
No, yeah, like that, and then you'd have
I did one like that today, and I was like,
yeah.
I used to do my Y's like this.
And I remember, and I copied you when I was little. I was like, oh my gosh, that's like grown-up handwriting. I'm like, oh, we gonna do that
not
now.
Not the grown-up?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're what, like, not even that much older, like 4 or 5 years? And I was like, oh, that's older people handwriting, so I need to copy this.
Get one time for the older people. Damn, I wanted to see if we had, like, my gosh.
Oh, shit. Oh, nah.
No. Supposed to be like an old man laugh or something.
The old man laugh.
Okay, we ain't got it. Moving on.
We ain't got it. No, but yeah, I remember. And I was like, oh, I gotta write like that. Like, that's how older people write. So I'm up here.
I don't know if I should be flattered or like.
No. Like, I'm like, no, it's because she's like, she's in middle school. Like, oh. No, for a while.
Oh my gosh. I forgot I did the eyes with the big
with
circles.
The circles.
Girl.
I never did the circles, but I did do the Y's. I copied your Y's with okay. The without the little.
My eyes weren't cool enough.
No, I never liked the circles.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't the girl with the hearts either. Like, you know, they would heart their eyes they would literally put a heart on top of their eyes.
Yeah, no. I did that sometimes. Like, I had my moments, my
Your
years.
Phases?
Yeah, my phase. That's what I was like, moments
My
and
moments?
Years. Girl, you got me on the
Your,
word.
The phases? Yeah.
Girl, I don't think soda, sparkling mango, Japanese soda was the move. I'm over here trying not to burn. About the way that you spell things and stuff, I be getting Facebook memories.
Uh-huh.
Why did I type like that? What? It was like me with like the HH, like, or like the Z's.
Oh, yeah.
Or the H. Adding H's.
To
like,
random things.
I don't know. It was so weird. And I'm like, Or this, like...
Oh, D-I-S?
D-H-I-Z.
No, pose well. Oh, like...
Like, who dis?
She went real hood. She's like, who dis?
One time. Yo, and it's so cringy. No. And I go in there and delete some because I'm like...
Never again does it need to pop
who
up.
Who was that? And there was a bunch of Z's or like... S with Z and I don't know. You never That's, wrote like that. It was just me.
Well, no. What? Well, I feel like back in the day, like I had my little
back
flip.
My
it's not even a flip phone. It's one of those that slide up. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. The Sidekick.
There we go. I love that phone.
Okay.
But I would say lol to everything. Or no. You know what? It was my thing. I didn't spell things crazy. I did do the two and then the morrow. Instead of saying T-O, I would do the little two. I'm like, para qué? I'm saving one letter? Like, that's so dumb. But I would do a lot of dots. Like,
I just realized, you're right. You're saving one
character.
But you're cool.
But I'm cool. I'm in the lingo. I would do a lot of, like, dots. So, like, I never had periods and then new sentences. Like, it was like, hey, dot, 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 dot. What are you doing later? Dot, 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 dot. Because I was thinking this, dot, 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 dot. Like, why were there so many dots? But there was never periods. And now I have no shame. I'm double, triple, four, like quadruple texting.
Okay, yeah, I do that a
lot. Yeah, I don't care now.
I found out, I don't know how I found out, but I was like, I think someone mentioned, oh, when you quadruple text or whatever. And I was like, ooh.
Girl, I've never gave a fuck about that.
Well, I didn't give a fuck, but someone mentioned it. I was like, oh, not everybody does it.
No, I've seen it
like
literally.
Because that's how I don't know. That's how I taught. Like.
But see, that's the thing. I used to not be like that. I used to be a paragraph girl.
Oh.
Because I had so many damn dots.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, I had, like, big, long messages. And I'm like, what's the need?
Girl, you want to know why I think that I started, like, quadrupling?
Huh.
So, last episode, I got clowned for having...
For
having a Samsung. Because everybody's team iPhone. And shout out Miha, she's team iPhone.
Team
too.
iPhone, what's up?
Whatever. Whatever. But I feel like quadrupling came from
the fact... because y'all have like 1 out of 2, 3 out of 3. You know what I'm talking about? Is it that?
Yes, it was so embarrassing because they're like, bitch, I gotta read your shit in like 4 parts or whatever. Yeah. So I think they fixed that. So now you get like you the whole
big
thing.
Long message.
Like, I don't know. I'm not even gonna try to tell you what it is. But it just stuck with me. So now I'm like, no paragraphs. Just like send them like, you getting
to 10. The point.
Yeah. No, you're getting like 10 instead of like.
Oh, got it.
Because I would just be embarrassed that it would break up and they would have to like find where it ended.
Yeah, because sometimes they would send in like mixed up order. Yep.
Do you know how many arguments I had that I was like, at that point, they probably don't even care what I have to say anymore.
They're just clowning you for the messages.
Exactly. Mm. But yeah.
The tragic messages. How do we get from that from what's a good day in your life? Or what was the question?
Did you tell us? No.
I was just saying, I was singing, and then we got from singing to something.
We went all over the place.
So, just like
you
a chill day.
You didn't even make it to the mall.
No, girl. We went to the mall, that's it. No, but just something quick, something crazy, like nothing crazy. But if it's like a summer day, I do like to be out like on the summer, because I think that's my favorite. Well, okay. My favorite season is fall because of the vibes. Like, the sweaters. I like wearing my sweaters, whatever.
One
my jeans.
Fall, because that's mine.
One time. I love jeans. Jeans are comfortable to me. Like, I like wearing jeans. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm a sweatpants girl. Team sweatpants.
Recently, team sweatpants. Okay, but, like, literally right now. But before, I'm comfortable in jeans. But during the summer, I feel like that's when I thrive. I'm not as sad.
Oh yeah, because like seasonal depression is real.
Facts.
Oh,
it's real. It's real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I thrive the most during the summer. I feel like I feel productive. I'm out here living my
you glowing.
My melanin be popping. I get brown, which I like. You know, I get it getting dark.
Girl, why not imagine you just like Beyonce? Shiny. I don't even like her, but that video was like she's wearing yellow and she's just like
flaunting. Period.
That's you in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And I like to go out and do nature-y vibes. Because I used to not be a nature girl. You can tell, ask my little brothers. Like, my little brothers. Like, I had two. My little brother, my older brother, and then my cousin. We would go over there to his house. And, like, they would be out there playing basketball or something or soccer. And I'd be inside
and
watching my movies. No. I
really?
Was like, I did not like going outside. I'm like, no, I'm okay. And then my aunt would be like, what do you want to do? Now, me and her had our movies picked out already.
Oh, really?
We went between Devil Wears a Prada to, like... The Game Plan, Cat in the Hat, like those were our movies. And my aunt already knew, like, oh, you want this movie? I'm like, yeah, girl, put that on. Like, I was not an outside girl at all.
What was it, like the bugs or the
just didn't like playing that stuff. Like, I had no girls to play with. Not that that mattered, but like, I didn't have anyone else to play with.
I was over there making my CDs.
Yeah, you were out there using your fancy Y's, and I'm over here watching Game Plan by myself.
I have failed you.
Dang. No, but I just didn't like to play that stuff. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to be living my best life inside. So, like, growing up, I was never an outside girl. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I like being out there.
What
like,
kind of got you, like, more like, yeah, I fuck with it now.
Honestly, I think that was something that I found to, like, calm me down. Because if you know, you know, your girl is an anxious girl. I get really stressed easily. So, like, I had to find ways to calm myself down because it was just too much sometimes. So, when I was in school, I would take walks at school, and I think that's what, like, kind of got me going into that direction in life. Yeah. Like, I just needed to take walks, see people, see trees, like, listen to the birds. Trees. Like,
no,
that was
helps.
That was calming to me, so, like, I think that's why. And, like, because of the summers, usually when I get to relax, because I'm usually in school or now I'm working out of school, like,
okay,
I just need something that's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I think that's what got me into, like, doing things outside. Like, I'm like, okay.
Would you, like, read a book outside and hammock vibes? She said about
girl,
that.
Girl, your girl don't read. Like, see, that's crazy, though, because, like, I'm an educator, yet I don't really...
Plot twist,
I don't like to read.
So you can't be fake and, like, give your kids, like, oh, this is the... What do they do?
The book reports are, like...
Like, the competitions they have, like, reading wars. That sounds intense.
Like, the reading clubs or something like that.
But
clubs.
They have, like, competitions with, like...
Girl, what school you go to? Because I was definitely not participating in
or
that.
Or, like, it was called something, like, the whoever read the most books or would, like, get the fucking pizza party or something. Uh-oh. No? You gotta, well, anyways, you can't be fake.
No,
be
I
like,
can't.
Hey, kids, read your books.
No.
So how are you going to go about that?
But, no, see, okay, look. I teach the younger crowd. And so, like, they need to learn to read. But, like, see, like, people read for pleasure when they're older,
okay,
right?
Okay, you're right. You're right.
I think the thing that traumatized me about reading was like, I was not really traumatized me. But it's just that, like, I had to read so much in college and it was just like
so
draining.
You're like, fuck that.
I'm like, I'm not reading.
Did
anymore.
You ever read anything that was like, oh, this
no.
is interesting?
And it wasn't like, it wasn't even like three little pages. It was like, you had to read 30 pages for one class, 40 pages for a different class, and they're all due on the same day because you have that Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, so they all end on the same day. No.
Yeah. But you out here graduating.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Represent.
It was worth it at the end, but yeah. I do like to read, like, romancy things. I'm very much into the romancy vibes. Like
in the 50 Shades of Grey.
Girl, no.
Too much.
But I do like to read about, like, lovey-dovey things or, like, watch lovey-dovey movies. Like, that's okay, very much my vibe. That's the only thing you'll catch me reading. But, like, I won't be reading about, like, how to build a house or, like, the plant cycle. Plant cycle?
You went.
That's not a thing. The water cycle.
You got me dead. She said, wait a second.
That's not a thing. No, but I'm not going to be reading about some... Because some people just like to read and know about the craziest things.
I
want
to get back into it. But, like, I used to be that... That's probably why I mentioned it. I used to be that reader then. Like,
but see, that's good. Like, I think it's good to be able to, like, have that. Because I feel like that is an escape. Like, you get into the book and then you can be there for hours and you're just vibing. And I've seen people, like, at Starbucks or, like, out in the parks in their little hammocks. And it seems fun, but I'm like, I'm going to get bored.
Yeah, I used to... at one point... I got to the point where I was like, I would have to read a page again over
too,
and over again because I would read it. And I was like, what the fuck
did I just read?
Say?
Yeah.
And again, and I was like, damn, I done read that page like 47 times.
Like over it, toss his
so
book.
That,
no,
so
literally.
That's why I was like, I kind of like stopped. So I have my little bookshelf, you know. But girl, ask me if I finished any of those.
No, yeah, I don't. I'm not even going to be fake. I don't read for pleasure.
Okay. Mm-mm. You're gonna try to grab a book one day and give it another shot?
I've been into like Harry Potter, like the movies.
Okay. Oh.
So I've been thinking about like reading the books.
Okay.
Because I, you know, I'm gonna get hate, but I did it backwards.
Well, like, I read one
of the Harry Potters
two in middle school and of the Harry Potters, but I've never seen the movies. I saw
none of them.
My friend went. It was her birthday, and she wanted to go watch one of them. Don't ask me which one.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool when I was looking at it because that guy with the no nose guy,
Voldemort,
he was there.
You know that homeboy? He was there.
Wait, do we have a? Oh, that's not.
Oh,
I just pressed a random. But he was there, and I was like, okay, this seems interesting because it kind of reminds me of Lord of the Rings a little bit.
Never watched that.
Not like the exact same fucking story. It's wizards and. The other one's trolls, whatever the fuck. But in conclusion, now I want to watch some movies.
They're
to
good.
Get into them, and especially because y'all talk about them so much.
And we were not part of the wave where like it was really popular. Like they were popular like what in the 2000s, like early 2000s,
some shit like that. Yeah,
we were not. I was not into them then. We started getting into them maybe like 3 years ago. Like we were way late into the game.
Girl, this whole time I thought when y'all were little, y'all were just Harry Potter.
Oh no,
diehard fans.
He said no. Gonna say his phone. I'm like, let me shut the fuck up.
No. We're gonna try again. So we don't have our sound guy today, so I'm over here trying to play with the buttons.
No.
Alright, so
but they're good. And then we even went on because last year because I was like, I didn't have like a graduation celebrate. Like I did, like I had a party and stuff, but like I wanted
to
go.
Fuck us, huh?
No. But I wanted to have like a whole like vacation for myself. Like I'm like, I deserve it. Like I worked hard.
All that reading.
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, I want to go out somewhere, but then Corona hit the first time I graduated, and then the second time I was like, I'm over it. Like whatever.
Yeah.
And then. I was just like, they said it, they literally put it on the TV. They're like, Universal Studios. And I was like, well, we've been to Disney. I'm like, we've never been to Universal Studios. So now I was trying to look for it.
She said, I done saw it on the
TV. Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my a sign. And so I went, and I was like, they're not that bad. And I told them, I'm like, y'all want to go to Universal Studios for vacation? Like,
would you recommend it? Because I kind of want to go this summer.
Yes, it's so good. Harry Potter World is amazing. I like if you know what it is yeah. or like what you're looking at,
did
then
you get a little wand?
I did get a wand. Oh, fully you nerd. Yeah. Oh. Me and my brothers, we all got expensive. Girl, they're like $65.
Girl. But you deserve it.
But I deserved it. And we went all out. We had the butter beer, all the Harry Pottery things. Okay. She's like, okay, I don't know what that is, but yes.
There's a what, Hufflepuff?
Okay, yes. One of the houses.
Don't ask me what that is. And then the bad guys start with an S?
Girl, I just told you his name is Voldemort.
No.
Oh, Snape.
No. What's another house?
Gryffindor. No. Slytherin.
Slytherin. Slytherin. I said somebody. Is that a bad thing?
You don't want to be in a Slytherin, that's, huh? Yeah.
But that's, I feel like I want to.
Yeah.
But we'll okay. see. We'll find out.
Y'all find out. You can take the test to figure out what house you're in, supposedly.
Okay, I'm going to do that. You're going to do that? I feel like that's going to be me. Is it the bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, hell yeah.
You want to be the bad girl?
Hell yeah.
Okay. No, but yeah. So it's fun. I recommend it. For the people who haven't been, I liked it.
What other areas did you explore? You stayed at Harry Potter.
No, we were there for the most of the day, but then we went, there's like Simpsons World, which was kind of creepy to me. I don't know.
What was it creepy?
I don't know. You know what it reminded me of? Which has nada que ver. Huh. But like, what is it called? The other side of the border, across the border. What is it called? Like when you go to
south of the border.
South of the border. You know how it's kind of creepy looking?
Yeah, it is.
That's the vibe
they
that they gave
me. They knocked
it down. Que bueno.
Oh, shit. Damn.
It just looked like people were getting kidnapped there.
Yeah, no, honestly, bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
But Simpsons Land gave you those vibes?
It gave me those vibes. Oh, I've never really been into Simpsons like that.
Oh, okay.
But then it was also like Dr. Seuss World or whatever, like... And we know we don't stand Dr. Seuss anymore.
Why?
Girl, look it up.
He did something to his wife, right? He cheated on his wife or something?
No, it wasn't about that. It was like...
There was more?
His books had things that shouldn't be in kids' books.
Oh, shit.
So, if y'all don't know, in the education world, we don't stand Dr. Seuss no more.
How did I miss this?
Yeah. Because there's this whole thing, like... is a week, it's called Read Across America, where you read books all, for the most part, and they would read Dr. Seuss books during that week, and now they changed it.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
But there's still Dr. Seuss Land?
Yeah, there's Dr. Seuss Land.
And you went?
We walked through, because that's how you have to get to,
You have to go through fucking Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss
Yeah, to get to Harry Potter, because that shit's all the way in the back.
Oh my god, wait, this was you going through.
Literally, I'm like, it's like, by the nose, because that's an issue. Déjame echarme el agua bendita.
So you crossed Dr. Seuss Land and get where?
To Harry Potter World.
Oh shit, so it was a mission.
I was like, well, I gotta get to the other side.
I can't stand you.
What else is over there? I don't even remember, but...
Did you go to, what's it called, fucking Jurassic World?
Is that there too?
Mm-hmm.
Then probably.
It's probably one. That's probably.
Oh, and there's Marvel like World or whatever, like the Marvel stuff.
I want to go for that too.
Yeah, it was
but
cool.
Mostly, I want to go to take Vince to Jurassic World.
Oh, then yes, I we went on a ride. Yeah. Because we were even talking about, oh, Vince would like this.
He'd be
freaking out.
I feel like because he's hype. He's like, yo, if I do good in school, like,
let's
we
go.
We going? I was like, yeah, if you do good in school, like, keep them grades up, we going. So he's hype, right? Keeping up his grade. Girl, I feel like we're going to get there.
He's not gonna
wanna. Going to scream.
Yeah.
Mommy!
Get me off! I think the one that we got on, we get wet. Like, it's like a water. It was a water one.
It went through in the Mosasaurus.
No, it was wild. Oh, because I feel like he has shown us videos of the rides.
And the fucking toy.
Yeah.
The big fish one. It might have been that one that you got on.
Yeah. I did. It was fun, though. I liked it.
So overall, 10 out of 10.
Overall, it was a really nice trip, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I should go.
Worth the drive.
But you went to Disney World. I've been to Disney World, but it was okay. It was fun.
I liked
Epcot the most. It was just really fucking hot.
Yeah, we went in July, girl. That's like the hottest of the hot, like.
Yeah, we went in June. The end of June, so basically July. We were out there. People were trying to like go into shops just to like get
cool
some
down.
Air.
Yeah, facts. All the times we've been, it's been raining. Like, it'll start to rain, but it doesn't last long. That's just, you know, Florida weather.
For us, it rained. We went to the fucking jungle one. The safari or
yes. Girl, what is it? Animal Kingdom. I'm like, give me a second. I'm like, I can almost find it in my brain.
The way you were like, yes.
Beautiful.
Animal Kingdom. It rained. So I was like trying to make things like seeing the positive side of it. And girl, I was like, it's raining because we're getting the rainforest.
Nope, as well. I hated that part of the park.
You didn't like it?
No. And then we went into the, what is it called? The Avatar World or whatever.
I don't think that was there when I went.
Well, I think I think when we went, it was new. Girl, it smelled like new. You know that type, you know what I'm talking about, like yeah, new book or like new car smell. Mm-hmm. Girl, that
you
shit.
You don't like that fucking smell?
No, it got me a headache. And then shit, I was out here dying. I was like, hell nah.
Damn.
I'm like, get me out of this thing.
But did you do anything there? Like,
yeah, we got on rides and we ate there. That the food there though hits.
Okay.
We went to this really nice restaurant.
What'd you have?
Girl, I don't remember. It's been a minute. But I remember it was good. I remember that I was like, really? Out of all of the places, this is where we're going to find. Yeah, this is where we're going to find the best food.
Okay.
But yeah, I do remember that. Girl, it's weird. Like, I don't know if like I've gotten older, but I feel like my memory's sucking.
Mm. Yes.
So
well, yes, your memory
yes,
sucks.
Yes, you dumb.
No, that should happen to me.
A mass, like, because I'm a teacher, people say that you get teacher brain, like pregnant brain. It's kind of the same thing.
Damn.
So, like, you just forget things.
So, you're just out here struggling.
So, I just
read too much, now you forget.
Yeah, so I'm like, things like that, vacations, like, I remember, like, the highlights, mm-hmm, but, like, yeah, things like that, I'm like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'd be having a hard time, like, remembering anything from yesterday, pretty much. I was like, oh, it didn't
and I used to be like real proud that I would remember things. Like, I can remember people's names, I can remember people's birthdays.
I've never been really good at
no
names, but no, tampoco birthdays.
Birthdays?
I just got better with birthdays.
I'm good at birthdays and names and stuff, but like, well, I was, I don't know.
And then I'd be telling people, oh, your secrets are safe with me because I forget.
That's what one of my friends like, ni soy buena con el chisme, because I'd be forgetting a chisme. I was like, done.
Like the other day I asked Vince, I was like, ooh, who you like in class? Yeah. And he's like, I'm not telling you.
Oh.
And I'm like, come on, I won't tell nobody. He's like, all right. So he told me, ask me right now. I do not know.
Dang.
And like, it's not that I don't love him. And
or you don't listen to him,
secrets.
Yeah.
I was listening, but yeah, I forget everything. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is horrible.
So now we gotta do
and
it again.
Jot it down.
Like, record it.
One more time.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah.
No.
Okay. What? We haven't even got on another.
Well, we've had like one question so far.
But we're doing good. We're doing good. We're talking about every
little thing.
Hufflepuff, Slytherin. Avatars. I guess you kind of went into this, but what type of music are you into?
Bruh, if you ask my siblings, will be like, whack music.
Because this question came up and I was like, they always tell me that you don't really fuck with music. Or you've told me that.
It's not even that I don't like music, because that's a false statement.
Oh, shit. Plot twist.
It's not that I don't like music. I like music. It's just that, like, I don't know. I guess since I was little, like, I just listened to what everyone else is listening to. So, like, my dad used to, like,
Top hits or something.
Yeah, like, before I had a phone or before I had my own car, like, I was just listening to the radio. So, like, whatever was popping up, that's what I was listening to.
Yeah.
If one of my brothers had the aux, that's what I was, like, I didn't have any, like, I guess I didn't have any, como se dice, like, curiosity to be like, oh, I'm gonna go find my own music, you know? Yeah.
Nothing.
And to this day, like,
Where did Ty Dolla $ign come from?
Oh, girl. That's a little bit was my older brother. Like, my older brother, like, listens to everything.
I thought that one would have been you. Like,
well, see, this is the thing. Like, he played a song. And then I just figured that, like, through other songs, I'm like, oh, well, this is also Ty Dolla $ign. I'm like, oh, so that just means I like Ty Dolla $ign.
One time for Ty Dolla $ign.
One time. But, my brothers will be like, well, you like ghetto music. Oh, anything that's, like, me... That I find on my own is to them is ghetto.
What
like,
do you like?
It's not even ghetto though. It's like I don't even know. Like
she better go look at her playlist.
I don't know these people's names, and that's another thing. I'm bad with like song names. I'm bad with like.
Oh, me too.
Like if you tell me like for example something basic like Formation, I'll be like, oh, that song, who is it by? I don't fucking know. I just know it's called Formation, or like, okay, I know how it goes, but like. That's dumb. I know who it's by. But, like, something like that, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that person sang it. Or, I didn't know it was called this.
At one point, newer artists started coming out, like, new as... Because I was with my Lil Wayne and my...
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, my basics.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the rest of the lils started coming out and, like, new rappers and this and that. I didn't know who the fuck was who. I didn't know.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
I lost every, because I used to be good with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, this song, this artist, this and that, and this album, and blah, blah. Now you ask me, I'm like, I don't know.
Or, like, my brothers may come at me because I be making up lyrics. So, like, I'll be singing a song, and then they'll be like, that's not what it says. I'll be like, yes, it is.
Or you, like, stick with it, you're like,
yeah, and then, or, like, when they'll be like, that's not even what it says, I'm like, well, I'm freestyling.
Yeah.
Like, but they always make fun of me. It's my version. Yeah, like, they always make fun of me because I don't know what the actual song says.
I feel like my best friend does that sometimes. So she'll just be, like, singing. Yeah. And
but then the songs that I know. Like, if I know a song, I know every single word.
Like...
High School Musical.
I'm gonna get you. By the end of
I'm gonna be singing a song,
sing
girl.
A little bit of it.
But things like that are, like, I don't know. Like, for example... How I've been getting my own music is through, like, the Spotify weekly thing, the Discover Weekly.
Girl, are we the same person? Because I've been cheating. I'm like, okay, let me
I'm like, it's been in my head. I'm like, oh, they think I don't got no personality. So I'd be like, let me find my personality.
I'm going to show them.
So then I'll start playing. I'm like, okay, I like this song.
Oh, my God.
And I'll be like, I mean, I don't know if they're famous or not. Because, like I said, I don't even know artists like that. But, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Like, Bobby Storm be popping up. I don't know if you know these people. Zonique.
One time.
Cassie. You know me and you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Things like that. Yeah. Like, but then to them, that thing, they think it's, like, ghetto. And I'm like, I don't think it's ghetto. But it's very, like, R&B, I've found.
And do you have a special playlist? Like, you jump in the car and you're like, click, this smile.
I have a Disney.
Aww.
Like, maybe that's just the teacher in me. I don't know. But, like. I have a whole Disney thing.
So, like, what? It'll play, like, Moana songs and stuff?
Yeah, like, okay. That. Or, like, Tangled songs.
All right. And you be singing your heart out.
Yeah. They be hitting different. Or, like, I have a musicals. Like, so everything, all the songs that I like from musicals, like Hairspray, High School Musical. Okay. Grease is on there. Like, songs from Grease.
I sat down to think about, what is...
listen to
while she's driving, and now I'm getting the inside scoop.
Oh yeah, and then sometimes I'll be like, let me play the my sad music.
What's your sad music, girl?
It's not even sad music, really. Like, what they're saying, it's just like it reminds me of when I was in a sad spot in my life.
Oh, girl,
you know what I'm talking about?
It's different too.
So, like, I'll be like, okay, I'm in a sad goofy mood. Because I'm like, what's the point? Like, why are you trying to be in that vibe?
Yeah.
But, like, that song from Toy Story, like, what is it called? Fuck. Like, when she loved me. You know what I'm talking about? It's, like, Toy Story 2, and, like, Jessie is, like, under the bed, and they forgot about her.
Oh, my God. Mia.
Girl, I be listening to that in the car, and I'm like, but what it talks about is, like, basically, it's, like, when she loved me. That's what it's called. Yeah. When she loved me, like. She loved me for a long time, and then she forgot about me. And, like,
girl, tell me why I want to add that to my playlist.
You should. It hits different. And I'm just like, wow. Me thinking back to the past relationship, be like, oh, no. It's been years, girl. Like, get over it. But I'm like.
Oh, my God. Move.
Move the fuck off. No, but I'll be thinking about things like that. I'm like, I'm so dumb. That or, like, Shares, do you believe in, what is it called, girl? That's what I'm saying. I'd be,
do you believe in love?
Yeah, that one. That'd be making me in a sad
that makes you sad
again. Sad times in my life, like, oh, not the okay, song okay. Is not sad,
yeah, it's
but so to good. Me the it brings me back to a moment
is
where
it,
I was sad.
Is it the same moment?
Yes.
Moving on.
But things like that. I don't know what else is sad. Like, oh, some Adele songs be hitting different.
That one that we...
The Easy On?
Yeah, that one. Okay, so...
It's not sad, though. To me, it's not sad.
So, it's not sad, but I sat down and, like, you get to listen to what the fuck she's saying. Mm-hmm. And the part where she's like, what? I didn't get to... I was still a child.
I was still young.
Girl, I'm getting chills right now. I was like, oh, tell them.
Y'all, if y'all haven't streamed 30... Like, her album
and
30.
And honestly, I'm fake because I haven't listened to it. But girl. You know, we hear that song, you know, at Target.
Period. But you know that one song that's going to get you after this? Girl, it's going to make you cry, though. Maybe not. If you're in a good headspace, listen to it. If you're not, don't listen to it. But it's called My Little Love.
from that
album.
Girl, I'm getting chills already.
The when I listen to it, I would listen to it in the car in the morning when I'm going to work. So it's dark, you know, it's 6 a.m. I'm driving because it had just
came out.
Why
are you doing this?
No, it's better because I didn't know. So it had just came out, and I'm like, oh, let's listen to it on the drive because I got a long drive, y'all, to my school. So I got a long commute. So I'm over here like, oh, well, let's go and do this. No,
yeah.
I started playing. I was like, oh, dang. I was like, this song's sad. And I was almost getting to school, and I was like, oh, this is not the energies I need right now. Yeah. Like, I didn't cry, but, like, my eyes were getting teary. I was like, dang.
Give me a little, what am I?
Okay, so she has a child. So I'm going to start telling you Adele's life. No, but Adele was married. She got divorced. I didn't know this, the tea, but she left him. Mm-hmm. And they have a kid together. And so basically the song is called, like, it's a song to her child saying, like, I'm sorry that, like, I broke the family kind of, and that, like, I left you, and, like, there's her, that song has, like, snippets, like, of, like, voice memos.
So I shit you not, girl, look.
No,
look
at the chill, let the record show that she do be having chill, goosebumps. But, so, yeah, things like that, and it's, like, she says, like, I'm sad, and he's, like, the little kid's, like, because the little kid's also talking in the thing.
Just you explain it.
Making you cry. Stop. She's, like, oh, what is she, like? Like, I don't know how I'm feeling. It's like, why not? It's like, oh, I just feel like I'm not.
I need to get tissue,
bitch. We're not even to the deep questions. Right? No, but yeah, like, she's just basically apologizing and, like, explaining of to him that, like, why, like, what had happened and stuff. And she said in, like, interviews that, like, basically was, like, hopefully when he grows up, like, he can hear it and, like, understand why that happened. But, you know, now Adele be living her best life. She got a new boo.
And she look good.
She living in L.A.
I mean, I never thought she was ugly.
But she be looking.
She done, you know, you can tell she was like, I'm gonna.
I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pop out. And she popped out.
And with that album, she popped even more. So.
So, y'all.
Let's get a round of applause for Adele.
Wait. She deserves this one for that.
Period. But yeah, so Adele be kind of putting me in. Oh shit. Honestly, facts. Moment of silence for Adele. There we go. No, but yeah, Adele do be getting me in my feels sometimes, but in a good way.
Can we talk about Make You Feel My Love?
Oh, period.
Girl, I done snotted to that song.
Snotted.
I remember.
Damn. I don't think I've ever snotted cry.
And I took.
Really? To a song.
Oh, no.
Girl, because we've snotted cry before. Not to a song. Into movies?
One time for the snotted cry. You need them sometimes. You need to
take that out, yeah.
Get that snot out. Mm-hmm. What were we saying?
The songs I'd be listening to.
But the Make You Feel My Love.
Oh, yeah.
That shit hit different. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it take, like, the song you said that takes you to whatever
a certain
time.
Part.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Girl, so last episode, I think part two. Anyways, uh-huh. I was telling him how I got cheated on on New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the ball drop. Mm-hmm. That Snake. Song. Tragic. That person.
Damn.
Well, at the time. Now I hear it, and it's just a good feeling sad song, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make you, like, cry. It's just like, oh, okay, like.
Oh, girl.
It do make you cry?
If I'm drunk, probably.
She said if I'm drunk.
But it's a good feeling sad song, if that makes any sense. I'd just be like, yes, girl.
There are some songs that, like, still remind me of a certain time, but, like, now I'm like, it doesn't make me feel the same way. It's just like, okay, like. This happened.
One time for us, like,
accepting.
No, us.
No, but yeah, it's just. And then there's songs that bring you back, and you're like, oh, this is when I was little. Like,
yes.
Or this is when this happened. Like, good things. Like, good nostalgia. So.
Good memories. Yeah, we were talking about. What?
What were we talking about?
So the music that you were into, but we got into the sad ones. But there's happy ones.
There's happy ones. Like, I remember, like, I don't know if you ever remember, but there were these, I don't know what the actual discs were called. Again, there were CDs, and there were different colors, and they'd be like, disco, and it'd be like a blue disc, and then it'd be like,
Is it the Now?
There you go. I think it was in a.
Hello, speaking to the Now Queen. Remember, I used to have like. Well, I think I started at like 11. Now 11. No.
Girl, I don't know.
But I went up to 20 and let him go. But.
No, I'm telling you, we had all the colors.
There was colors?
Yes, girl.
Or maybe we're not talking about the same one. They were colorful, though.
No, I remember
it was like now a... that's what I call music, no sé qué.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. Okay. But I remember there was colors, like it was like a disco one, and then like a...
They had the special, like you said, the disco edition.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and so I remember we used to listen to those in the car, and like, we knew all the songs, and then like, again, we were so dumb. Like, we thought it was to that CD, but bro, they were like... top hits of the time, and they would put them all in one CD. So then when I would hear them, I'm like, oh, that's that song, and I'm like, well, my dad would be like, or my mom would be like, well, yeah, they're like actual songs, like they're not from the CD, like
they were like, you didn't know they put them together?
No, to I thought okay. Yeah, I was like, oh, they're from the same person or the same artist. Okay. Girl, no.
Really?
Again, I was in my little kid vibes, like I was 8, 9 listening to them.
I was listening to Eminem at 8 years old. That's what my dad had me listen to.
You know
to.
What? I always remember this, and we've talked about this before, that you were, like, the one that introduced us to, like, Black Eyed Peas. Like, I remember would go over to, like, meet our aunt's house, and we'd sit on the couch, and, like, I said, I would always look at you, I'm like, oh, she's, like, grown. Like, she has headphones in. Like don't talk to her, you know? Like, she's in her vibes.
Yeah.
Me and my little kid, I'm like, ¿quieres jugar?
Like, you got games on your head-ass?
This bitch is, like, texting with one hand behind her back.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Yeah. And so I'm just like, oh, you don't talk to her, you know? But I remember, like, one day...
You're making me feel like Regina George or something.
No.
Shit.
And this is the gag. Like, you weren't even like that. It was just, like, that's just how I pictured you in my head. Because I was like, oh, she's older.
Like a bitch.
No, not even a bitch. It's just, like... You just seem like, you know how people are like, oh, they're just like intimidating or something. I don't know. I guess I was like,
hell yeah.
I don't know. Something
not
like that.
No, fucking winter. No, when you guys explain it, I'm like, I never wanted to be like mean to you guys or anything. Now that y'all talk about it, I'm like, for real? Like, I was literally just vibing. Like, it was different because, like, I was talking to boys or whatever. And like you said, I'm over here, like, with the colored hair, I guess. Or not even the style, the whatever. And then my brother's
you're
like,
straight and bae.
Oh, she put my she put my business out there. Can we talk?
She
about,
said, let's bring that shit
remember
back.
Remember my hump, my little hump,
I do.
My little bump, my
what were they called?
Bump.
Yeah. That, oh my God, Snooky.
Ew, girl. I look at pictures like that. No, but I was like my brother's talking about one time that we were at y'all's house by the that mango drink.
She that said.
Burping the fuck. We were by the trampoline, right? And y'all have a video of it. I think it was in that thing that.
Oh, the recaps?
The recap. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there like this. And I go like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like I just looked at y'all like. Or my brother. I looked at him like, the fuck on or something. And he was talking about, you used to like be so mean to us or something. I'm like. Damn, that's my bad. And then last episode, Eduardo was talking about how I took y'all ghost hunting and shit.
I do remember that.
I was like, yo, my bad. I didn't know y'all were really scared.
I was never scared of that stuff.
Okay.
But, like, I do remember it's like, y'all want to go ghost hunting? I'm like, okay, again. Oh, pues the grown-up girl is saying, let's go. We gonna go ghost hunting.
if the grown-up girl with the what eyes? Wise.
With the what?
With the wise in the
eyes. Oh, with the wise in the eyes,
if she say you hunting ghosts.
You hunting ghosts.
What?
No, but yeah. So, like, I remember we were at her house, and you were listening with your little earbuds, and you're like, you want to listen to what I'm listening to? I'm like, okay.
Do you remember this?
I was like, okay. So I'm over there. I'm like, what are we going to listen to? No? Because I'm like, okay, what did she listen to? So I put that on. I was like, I'm a bee.
Oh, and I was about to tell you, was it?
I'm a bee. And I was like, okay, work. And I remember I would sing it on the bus. Like, I'm in elementary school. So I'm like, whoever sat next
to
me.
I had you popping.
No, period.
You're welcome.
But you know what the gag is? A lot of people from people don't know who the fuck the Black Eyed Peas are. Mm. And I'm like, that's disrespectful. Like, like, what do you mean you don't know who the Black Eyed Peas are? But a lot of people that are in my grade or like in my age, like they don't know who they are. And I'm like, man,
what would I would have been like middle school, right?
Yeah, and
so
I was
putting you
school.
On to the middle.
I was still listening to Tatiana, and you were out.
El morro,
el chichicualote. He's like,
nothing even came.
Go, it's like, como dice, y como dice la u. You know what I'm talking about? Like, como se ríe la así se ríe la I don't even know what about.
Porque tiene más.
Right. So I was out there listening to that. Yeah. While you're out here listening to I'm a Beast, I'm like, oh no.
Damn, I made you a little grown.
But I would like sing it on the bus, and then her name was Mary. Let's just say Mary. Her name's not Mary, but we're just going. Her name is Mary.
You should have just left. Well, I guess if
just so that people aren't like, wow, she out here taking her business out. But her name was Mary, and I remember I would sing with her. She was a year older than me. I stopped seeing her. Like, she stopped being at my school. We reunited in high school.
Okay.
And she was right next to me. I didn't know who the fuck she was. Because, I mean, they look grown. They have makeup on, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, did you go to this school? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, did you used to sing I'm a Bee?
That's how you were
known. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, are you married? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so funny. And I was like, the one song that brought us together was I'm a Bee. Like, I remember you used to sing it on the bus. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's embarrassing. I'm over here thinking I'm so...
What, grown?
I'm Kirgy. No, I'm over here singing on the bus. And so I'm like, dang. I'm like, well...
It didn't have bad words, did it?
Probably the N-word.
Oh my goodness.
But I was not singing that, you know?
Yeah, no.
But like, because I already know the intro.
No, I don't think it had that. It might have had the F-word.
But again, I was...
Or we might have had the clean version.
Probably. And I was never... Now I say things, but like when I was... I didn't start saying bad words till I was in like a senior in high school. Like I was... Yeah. That vocabulary was not being used.
And now...
Now it's like beep beep.
Miss over here wanna just bitchity bitch bitch bitch.
I think it's because like I was just so like
you were holding it.
I was holding it in for so long because I don't even know. It's not like somebody was like you can't say those things. Like I don't know. I just kept it in clothes, and then one day I just started saying. And now it's just every other word. I have to be careful at school though because that's how I was talking. And another thing, like when I was working on my other job, that person that I was talking about earlier, she kind of got me on saying these things like. Well, I felt more comfortable saying it in front of her, and so then we would just say it with each other. And so now I was saying these things with everybody. When I went to the school, I was like, let me stop. Because, like, one time it slipped out. I was talking to somebody, but the kids were walking. I'm like, let me stop. I'm going to get fired.
Yeah.
So when I'm at school, I don't say any bad words, even if I'm talking to, like, grown people and there's no one near me. Because I'm like, if I start saying it again, it's just going to start slipping out.
So you've been getting better.
Yeah. Like, at school, like... Throughout the week, I don't really say anything crazy. It's just
you only
like,
cuss on weekends.
Only cuss on weekends. No, but yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. We got a little...
a little bit of everything.
We're on question two. We got a little bit of everything. But we're at that mark that I was telling you about. So let's get a little break. We'll be back after these commercials. Adios.
Bye.